Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, we are talking with Dolph Santorine, and we're going to be playing with a couple of the things here. Is the audio okay there in your headphones right
now? Yeah, it sounds okay.
All right, and mine sounds okay, too?
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll give that a try. he is running for the Republican nomination for House of Delegates, District 4.
District 5 is pretty much downtown, and okay. District 4 is pretty much everything else in Ohio County.
All right. Who represents District 4 right now?
Flanagan. Bill Flanagan. Bill Flanagan.
Why did you sneer when you
I didn't you sneer. I brain farted.
Oh, a Renaissance man with an IQ of 150. You're a member of Mensa, aren't you? You're a member of Mensa. And he had a brain fart on my show. Unbelievable.
Can you smell it?
Get me the hell out of here. What has happened to my career? Dolph Santorine saying, can you smell my farts? You
know? Hey, by the way, Dimitri, yes. Vote for Dolph.
So this Flanagan, did he do a good job or not?
You know what? He did exactly what he set out to do. I think he's a good man.
Okay. And why is he not running?
He's running for State Supreme Court of Appeals.
Okay. Elgin McArdle had been running in this as well, right?
No, she was in District 5.
District 5, all
she
right.
put in for District 5, and then she withdrew.
All right. What the hell's going on with her and this motorcycle gangs and all of that? What? And all the charges against her? A couple times I met her, seemed like a nice lady. What do I know? I don't know anything. I'm agnostic regarding all of this.
Okay.
What the hell's going on with this woman and her career and the motorcycle gangs?
I declined to comment.
That bad. Oh, man.
I'm not on her hit list. I am not on her Christmas card list and vice versa.
Oh, do you think she's a member of the Pagans? She had a tramp stamp or something like that, you know? Pagan property. Oh,
that paints a picture I don't want to see.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. So what do you know about your opponent? Ennis, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about him?
Worked for coal companies.
Worked for coal
nice
companies.
Nice enough guy.
What, is he a
nice
minor?
Enough guy, but no, administrative. I think the difference is I think I bring a wealth of experience, and I stay pretty laser focused, even though when we talk, you know, it's like, oh, look, a squirrel.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to getting things done, I'm pretty laser focused. And I think that that's going to be important because I think that our legislature has gone off the rails a couple of times. And the reason is they're doing what they think looks good from an optics standpoint. Last session, not a lot got done.
All right. What
We're
do
doing better this session.
What do you think of Morrissey, the governor?
I like Pat.
Okay, what do you think? How do you think he's doing as governor?
I think he's doing well. I think, you know, the tax cuts are going to be good. I think the optics are less than optimal.
What does it mean?
I think the optics sometimes are bad. Some of the
like
things
what?
That
he looks. Is it because he looks overweight? Is that what you're saying?
I look overweight, and I'm down 100 pounds, Dimitri.
You look a lot better.
Thank you.
What do you mean by the optics?
I'm going to take off another 25 campaigning, knocking on people's front doors.
I don't doubt that. Back
Vote
to the
Dolph.
Back to the optics with Patrick Morrissey. What are the optics that look bad?
You know, yes, you need to show up, but sometimes I think that, you know, he needs to listen to his PR people a little bit more.
Like what?
Coming up here and doing the death count all the time with the whole Valley Grove thing was bad. That was just bad optics. He should have been talking about, you know, look how the community's coming together and look how the community's fixing this and getting this taken care of.
Do you think it had a negative effect? People here did not like that? Because I assumed people liked the fact that he was here, that he did care a great deal.
I would have preferred to end up seeing a governor who came up and venerated the people who, you know, this community came together and did a great job
absolutely.
Of being there,
absolutely.
You know?
Lou Fargo especially. Lou and Tony, these people are golden as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this with Fargo. I talked with him about this on the show a while back, and I'm a big believer in this. What is it going to take to put in a state-of-the-art alarm system with sirens and everything else so that we can warn everybody in the Wheeling watershed whenever there's any kind of a flooding problem so that everybody would get enough notice to leave? What is it going to cost? What can we do to make this happen?
Lou would be the guy to address that question to, and it sounds like you already have. And you know what? He does a great job with the emergency agency.
Would you be in favor of this? Would you push for this to put an alarm system sirens?
If it would end up working. I mean, the nature of the storm that ended up ripping through Valley Grove, it was kind of no one expected it. And a lot of those homes had been there for many decades.
Well, yeah,
and
then all of a sudden it came through. As soon as the water level rises to the top, which I think is in Pennsylvania, the way he described it to me, as I recall, as soon as it rises to a certain level, you have alarms, sirens all over the place, up and down, a cacophony up and down the watershed, so people would hear it and go, oh my God, we got to get out of here. They have them in different countries, state of the art, Germany and Indonesia and a few others, Netherlands, I think. So why not here? Would you push for this?
You know what? I think anything we can do to end up making people in Ohio County safer is well worth doing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would.
You don't sound very excited about it.
I just worry that it's going to be effective.
Okay. Well,
and the effective piece is there sufficient warning? And what would you do? You know, you'd get out of the way.
Well, with enough warning, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question.
But the damage to property is still going to be there.
Yeah.
And you know, FEMA did come in, and it's great.
Eventually.
And they did come in eventually.
Shame them to, you know.
And now, there's a limit on how much. So it doesn't matter that you just lost your $150,000 house. You get $46,500 from FEMA, and that's it.
There was a $150,000 house?
No. If you had a $100,000 house
that
was damaged by the flood,
and
you've got to tear it down and rebuild, you only get $46,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, and now they're going to be paying for flood insurance forever. And the flood insurance won't perform any better.
Well, all the more reason why we need at least an alarm system. But that,
well,
that's
we
my
need
thing.
we need something.
Thing. All right, question.
Yes, sir.
Did you just snort on the air?
I did.
Oh,
come on! I already got your cold,
my.
Dimitri.
First farting and now snoring. Oh, yeah.
That's a brain fart.
Man.
That is a brain fart.
Oh, that makes it a lot better. Jesus. I'm afraid to ask what body function next is going to be coming from this guy.
Hold a second. I got up at 4:30 in the morning for this.
He reads my mind. So let me ask you this. Did you support DeSantis or Trump?
Oh, Trump.
All the way?
Yeah.
Even when DeSantis was running against him?
Oh, don't get me wrong. DeSantis is great. I think he's a great governor.
When DeSantis was running against Trump,
I supported Trump.
Even then, supported Trump. Not Nikki Haley, not DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. What is the worst thing that Governor Morrissey has done so far?
Wow. I never think of it that way. I always think the glass is half full, not half empty.
Yeah, but now you're on with me. Now you're talking to me.
There we go. You need to be under that steamroller, please.
The glass is half empty, it's dirty, and it was stolen from somebody else. That's me.
We are in a radio station, right?
back to the question. If there's one thing Morrissey should change in terms of policy, what would it be?
I'd like to see more tax cuts.
10% is not enough?
Not enough.
Would you want to eliminate the real estate tax?
Sure.
Okay. How much money would that cost the state?
Probably more than we can afford with our current spend level, but I don't think we have a taxation problem. I think we have a spending problem.
So if we eliminate the real estate tax in West Virginia, which is what you want, if I'm understanding you, right? So you don't know the dollar amount that would no longer be coming into the state. Is that right? All right.
Well, so, no, I mean, it's calculable. Sure, I can look it up, but I do not have it top of mind.
All right. But you do want the elimination of real estate taxation.
Let's cut taxation back. Let's make this the place people want to come to.
Right. So the question then is, without the real estate tax, how would you fund public education? Without the real estate tax, that's
the real. That's
so. What would you do?
I mean,
for our schools.
Hey, we were told all this lottery stuff was going to end up paying for old folks in schools, and what happened to it?
Right.
And I think there needs to be a deep dive on that, because there needs to be a question of where's the money going.
I
think, you know, Dimitri, one of the biggest things right now, and you know, you kind of touched on this earlier. I've been here 36 years, all right? We've lived other places, all right? We stay. Why did we stay? Schools? Why did we stay? Lifestyle? Why did we stay? You know, there's Wheeling and the immediate area has got a tremendous amount of things going for it. And I personally don't understand. I mean, other than right now, we're being painted with a McDowell County brush. You know, thank you, 60 Minutes. But, you know, the rest of the state is not that way. Ohio County is not that way. Okay, and you know what? We need to start end up selling what we've got. And what we've got is an incomparable quality of life. We have a great quality of life here.
No doubt about that. But back to your proposal, you eliminate the real estate tax, uh-huh. which I'm in favor of. I'm completely mm-hmm. in favor of. Mm-hmm. But I always ask the people on my side the same right. question. Then how do you fund the public education system without real estate taxes?
It's historic. It has historically been funded by real estate taxes, and
But you want to eliminate it.
I want to eliminate those.
So then what do you do?
You mean we're not taxed enough already?
So what is it?
It's going to have to come from someplace else, which means other things are going to shut down.
Do you have a plan?
I do not.
Okay. Do you think it'd be a good idea to have a plan before the election?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you can come back on and you'll tell us what the plan's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you going to do about the Ohio County schools and their abysmal ratings when it comes to proficiency scores for reading, math, and science?
I think that it's kind of happening with parents right now. And, well, Hope Scholarship, so all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying, maybe I don't want to send my kids there. And so now they have the capability of it. So, and my granddaughter is an eighth grade student at St. Mike's, mm-hmm. okay, and she's probably going to Central. So I don't know if that speaks volumes or not.
But as a delegate, Ohio County Schools, you're aware the proficiency scores for reading, math, and science are abysmal, mm-hmm. right? You know this, right?
Right.
They spend more than $15,000 a student. When you take in the total budget, divide by the number of students, essentially, tuition is $15,000.
Right.
You're in the House of Delegates now. What are you going to do about that?
Well, there's a school board to end up taking care of the individual school. You know, the Hope Scholarship, I think, is a great thing, and I think it needs to be enhanced because so that it more accurately reflects, here we're back to the funding question again, so more accurately if reflects what we spend to Ohio County schools. So maybe 5,000 is not enough. Mm-hmm. Because believe me, the cost of delivering a private education. Dimitri, I have had, my kids went to pretty much every school that was here. Abigail graduated from Mount DeChantel, and, you know, that's a real hole in our educational system.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter Leah graduated from Lindsley. Lindsley Smith and then Pitt Law. Our son and youngest daughter graduated from Wheeling Park. So we've experienced all of it. And the private schools make the public sector better. But, you know, as soon as we end up taking that threat of competition away, they slide backwards.
So you want to have more competition with non-government schools?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how will you do this now?
Pardon?
How will you do this? How, as a delegate in the House of Delegates?
I don't know that I can, other than breaking down barriers. And breaking down barriers, I think, is the biggest piece.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Superintendent Miller?
Haven't really thought much.
Ohio County Schools, she's like the main person.
I know she is, and I know exactly who she is, and I just, you know.
You have no strong opinion one way or the other?
I do not have a strong opinion because, you know, my kids, my youngest is 30, so she's been out of the Ohio County school system for a dozen years now.
You've got grandkids, though.
I've got grandkids, but we ended up engineering. Because of security concerns, she left Tridelphia Middle and went to St. Michael's.
Security concerns? What happened?
Oh, yeah. I went to pick her up for a orthodontist appointment, and the school went into lockdown because a fifth grader took a knife to his teacher.
When was this?
A couple of years ago.
Jesus.
Oh, it was taken care of. Resource officer did a great job, and I was like, we need to get my granddaughter out of here.
So you're telling us this, it's, you don't feel it's still not safe, or else she'd be back in.
Well, no. I think she gets a superb education at St. Mike's.
Better than Tridelphia.
Oh, she doesn't have to worry. She. The only thing you get for your private school dollar is a better grade of classmates' parents.
not teachers?
Pardon?
Not teachers? Not better graded teachers?
You know what? No. You get a different emphasis. When you belly up to the bar to send Johnny or Jane to school and plunk down your hard-earned cash, Johnny and Jane do their homework. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's a function of parents more, I think, more so than anything else. The kids aren't tremendously different, but what happens is they have a very homogeneous group of where the parents come from.
Okay.
By the way, vote for Dolph.
Okay. Now, Dolph, I always give my guest the last word.
Okay.
To speak directly to our listeners. You can actually speak to our people on Rumble.
Again. Oh, there we go.
If you just joined us, today's the first day that we're doing a live stream on Rumble. I have no idea how it is working out. No clue whatsoever. But you'll have a chance to see it. We'll keep fiddling with this, and maybe that'll be a solution to me being banned on Facebook because I shared all the information about the Epstein files.
All the public information that was provided by the government.
Which is a fraction of the information, exactly. Oh, don't get me started on that. Anyway, this is your time. So, ladies and gentlemen, Dolph Santorin, my microphone is yours.
I've got a lot of experience and upbringing. You know, vote for Dolph. That's got to be the first thing. But, you know, pretty much my platform is jobs first, opportunity everywhere, which is very consistent with what the Speaker of the House is looking for. And I'd like to reduce obstacles to business formation in the Valley. I want to take care of infrastructure. You know, we got to maintain those bridges and the public stuff that we've got. We've got to serve our seniors, and we need to maintain a focus in the legislature, which is something that I think has been missing. So vote for Dolph.
And how do people get in touch with you?
304-219-3100. My campaign website will be up probably by the end of the week.
I'm sorry, I couldn't write that fast. What was that number again?
304-219-3100. Rings right to my cell phone.
Great.
I answer it. I bark at it sometimes.
Are you on Facebook also?
Absolutely.
Can people reach you there too?
I think, yes, sure. Okay. Send me a friend request. I'm real open.
All right, and they can send you messages that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the website again is what now?
Dolph Santorin. That's DolphSantorine.com.
And you want volunteers and you want donations. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want anything else from our listeners very quickly?
Vote for Dolph.
Excellent. Dolph, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll get you back on. Get your opponent back on. Happy to do that. Even have a debate with the two of you. All that and so much more. Big Willie, Mr. Big Willie himself coming up next.